word of God. Stand up. Everybody stand with me. Father, we are so, so thankful and so grateful. There are so many things we are growing into and learning. There are things it's going to explode. You're going to explode in our lives, in this place, in this city, and in this world. We have never seen anything like what's about to happen. So we are strengthening ourselves in every place. Anything got a crack in it, we want to seal it up. We're preparing ourselves for the greatest move of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are so precious and so dear to us. And we thank you, Father, for giving us such a gift. And we have welcomed you and we will continue to yield to you because we realize that you're the greatest teacher, the greatest friend, who always tell the truth, never lie. You repeat exactly what the Lord God and the Lord Jesus says. You never say anything contrary to them. You always speak it clearly. And thank you that we have ears to hear it. Thank you, Father, that you're showing how to overcome all these things that formed by man and his opinion and even influence of demons. Thank you for setting us free of that we don't pay them any mind, we put them in the road. Everything about our lives have been blessed. And you've given us everything. If it pertains to life and godliness, you've given it. And so we thank you that you're showing how to receive it. Thank you that you're teaching us how to sow and how to reap. Because you have placed everything place everything where we can take possession of it in our lives, spirit, soul, and body. And we can enjoy the best of heaven while we are on earth. And we thank you for it. So we thank you that every need is met. You show us how to believe, how to give, how to sow, how to reap, how to release our faith, how to walk by faith, how to walk in love. Love compels us to work no ill towards anyone, but it compels us to always look for the best in every person. And love never fails, always takes us to victory. So we thank you tonight for these things that you're doing right now in our personal life, in our family, in our home. Thank you that some weights that the enemy had tried to slip on us. You said in Hebrews, lay aside every weight and sin that doeth so easily beset us. Thank you. We come back, we're going to help the other people. We'll be ready. When we come back in this place Sunday morning, we'll be ready. And we're just going to have an explosion, Lord. We're just going to have an explosion. Thank you, Lord. We're going to encourage other folks to come. But whoever shows up, we're going to act like the whole world is here. We're just going to praise you. So radical. So radical. With all cheerfulness and all that is within us. Thank you for it. Now, thank you that every need is met. Thank you for our home. Thank you for safe traveling as we return to our place where we dwell. Thank you that we prosper in whatever we put our hands to do. And thank you that we walk in divine health. And we're so grateful that you supplied that for us, and we're learning how to receive it and walk in it each and every day. Amen. Let me say this before you go. I don't know if you was on the line. Some of you were. Some of you were not. We got a skinny club going on. I don't know what size you are, but I'm 185. And if I don't like that, I'm going to go down to a lower number. And I'm working on mine. I don't know what you're doing. We're going to be the skinniest church in town. Did you hear what I said? We are going to be, Brother George, you better look out. I'm coming at you, brother. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So, Brother Willie, you think you skinny, I'm going to get with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you might as well join in, because listen, I found out, don't let yourself get embarrassed any kind of way. Just make the change, make the adjustment. Carrying that weight is no good for your body and your health. It's really killing you. We make all kind of excuses. Listen to me real good, we're going. We make all kind of excuses, but look for the answer. Don't make excuses, look for the answer. We say, well, if we take medicine, all that, just don't make that excuse. Say, Lord, show me how to overcome this. Show me how to overcome it. Because you don't have to take medicine. I take some too, but I'm so close to being off that stuff. Amen. See, we get lured into stuff. And we accept it as a way of life. You know they want you to take it because they selling it. Yeah, they know, and get you addicted to it, and think you have to be on all the days of your life. You don't have to. That's why we grow in grace. Hallelujah. Don't let that devil and nobody put you under bondage. Just make a decision, and you keep yourself and do what you're supposed to do. Don't think you can just sit down and confess it. Oh, you're going to have to do some exercise. You're going to have to do some walking and talking. You're going to do something. You ain't going to just confess it all. You confess, you let confession have its place, but you let your exercise have its place too. And then put a knife to your throat. That's the best way. If you don't put it in, it sure can't grow on. Yeah, I'm helping somebody, am I? If what you don't put in can't grow. And so you make excuse. Well, I have to eat it. Well, who told you have to eat seven? Who told you have to eat seven biscuits and 10 eggs? Okay. Just take one pill.
Come on.
Who told you that? Why don't you eat just one cracker and then go on your way? See how we think? Don't let your appetite rule you. You take charge. Did I help anybody tonight? Yeah. Amen. I'm going to dance like a 20-year-old. And that's, you know why? Because I'm 20 years old. All right, you're dismissed. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.